We're talking about the midah of simcha, having simcha in everything that we do, not just going about our daily lives with simcha, but everything that we do throughout the day, doing it with simcha, every interaction that we have, every mitzvah that we do. And the simcha that we have when we greet somebody, the simcha that we have when we learn something, the simcha that we have when we fulfill a mitzvah is not just a added benefit. It's not just something which maybe enhances it or something that makes it more palatable, but it's actually something which plays a very, very important part of the schar of the mitzvah. The simcha that a person has when he does a mitzvah is, so to speak, his way of saying how much he values the mitzvah. And a person has the ability himself to set for himself, what is this mitzvah worth to him? What is the price that he's putting on this mitzvah? And based on the price that he himself sets, imagine if you're selling something and whatever price you decide, that's the value. You don't have it anywhere else, anything else in the world. A person has a market value. Other ways how, within a reason, a person has to follow societal standards of what prices are and everything. But a mitzvah that a person does, the simcha that he has is his way of establishing how much this mitzvah is worth to him. And the Arizal, hey, look at Arizal said that it's a hard thing to understand, and it's even harder thing to say over, but he says it and he writes it, and it's so powerful that the Mishnah Brura, the Chofetz Chaim himself, right, bring this down, the Mishnah Brura. He says that every lofty revelation that the Arizal, he says on himself, that he was zoicha to get, only came because of the simcha and the happiness that he had when he was doing a mitzvah. That's something to keep in mind, especially on Purim, where maybe it comes more naturally. But in general, all the mitzvahs that we do, not just in doing the mitzvah, but in doing it with a certain simcha and a certain happiness.